y'all, and welcome to Be Still Notes Podcast, where we encourage runners to glorify God in their sport, to enjoy life, and be the person God created them to be, to just run through life with the ultimate life giver, Jesus Christ, and stop conforming to what other people think you should be and who you think you should be. It is my passion and my daily fulfillment to be on the road pounding pavement next to my Lord, and I really hope to encourage and inspire all of you guys to try inviting God into your running, and I hope you'll join me as I share with you through each of these podcasts how I've learned myself to be still and run. Hope you enjoy. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run's podcast. I'm so excited you're here, and I am your host, Allison Doherty. Today I wanted to share a topic with you that the Lord has been working on in my own life over the past several years. And just recently, He opened up my eyes to a new concept, to be able to understand all the different ways He was working on it in the past, and then hopefully give you some encouragement to stop wearing bridles in your own life and hope in the promises of God and step out in faith where He's calling you to go. So today's episode is obviously on stop wearing bridles. As Christians, we have two options in life, and that is to either let God bridle us or to bridle ourselves. And from experience, it is so much easier if I bridle myself rather than let God bridle me. I had a little episode with my horse the other day. We were kind of having a squabble, I guess you could say. And since I think I was an hour late in feeding him lunch, and he was not happy about that. So when I tried to grab him to, like, brush him and everything before I fed him, he decided to turn around and just totally ignore me. So I grabbed the lead rope and I wrapped it, or threw it over his neck and pulled him back to the, I don't know what you would call it, I guess, like, the opening of his stall, and bridle him up so that he would just stand there and be polite and cooperative. And he ended up really enjoying the attention that I was giving him. But it just reminded me, I think in that moment, God brought to mind Psalm 32:9. It says, "Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle." And it just hit me that every time I bridle my horse, he is so obedient and respectful, and he'll do pretty much anything I ask him to. And then the times that he's not wearing a bridle, it's just like he's wild and he's all over the place. He doesn't want to do anything I want him to do. So it really stood out to me that the bridle that is used in Scripture is God is, like, inviting us to bridle our own selves. It says in Psalm 39:1, "I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me." So it's a really good reminder to realize we need to bridle ourselves. We need to take a step of faith and do what we know God is calling us to do, rather than having Him correct us and lead us back to where we know we should be in the first place. It says once that we are saved, God promises in Philippians, can't remember what the verse is, but it's in the first chapter, He tells us that He finishes what He starts. So anything He wants to do in our lives, He's gonna accomplish it. And it's always in a loving way, but He would really rather prefer us to come to him and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What is your will for my life? What did you plan for me? It's just, it's really, when you really stop and think about it, would you rather have somebody lead you around and tell you, okay, do this, and then when you're done, do that, and then just all day they're like being your boss or your master, just telling you everything that you should do step by step? Or would you rather just have someone come to you and say, hey, can you do this for me today? And then you just say, sure, and go out and you use the wisdom that God has given you, and you take each step that you know is necessary in order to accomplish that task that you were given. For me personally, I'd much rather prefer to be led and say, hey, can you tell me how to do this? Just step by step, just go along with it with me. And recently, God's been showing me that's not necessarily how He wants me to live my life. He wants me to just take a step of faith. I mean, the Bible is full of direction, and I guess in general, where each one of us should be in life and where He wants each one of us, how He wants us to give Him thanks and everything, and be humble and serve people and love and spend time with God. All of that stuff is clearly written out. It's just the, I guess, details and things. I feel like if we are following God, He leaves that up to us. And as long as we allow Him to work the character of His Son in our lives, then He wants us to accomplish the goals and desires that He has put in our hearts. He really wants to come alongside of us, or I guess if you want to put it in a different way, us coming alongside of Him in the work that He has prepared for us ahead of time, even before the world began. I think that's in Ephesians somewhere. But yeah, just like stepping out in faith and realizing that we don't have to be led around like a little kid anymore. We're grown adults, and we need to just ask God, what do you want me to do, and then do it. We don't need step-by-step instructions anymore. And actually, if you want the step-by-step instructions, then ask Him and go through His word and find the step-by-step. But a lot of times, God wants us to just step out in faith. It actually says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And I think a lot of times we rest too much in being comfortable and in being conformable to the ways of this world and how other people are doing ministry, how other people are living their lives. And yet we still have this like sense inside of us that something's just not right. We just have this urge inside of us to be different, to be ourselves, to be who God created us to be. But we're afraid to be different. We're afraid of what other people are going to say. And I feel like there's so many different bridles, not just in the area of getting instructions, but I think we can wear a bridle of comparison and pride and bitterness. Like, if you are focused on yourself, that is going to lead you around and decide everything you do. For a long time, running was my bridle. Everything was about running. What I ate, when I went to bed, how much time I was able to spend on each activity, how it was going to affect how I ran, just, it became so overwhelmingly, like, a burden. It made my running not even enjoyable anymore. And when I finally let go of that bridle of letting it just decide what I do in the rest of my life, it was actually freeing. And I mean, who wants to walk around with a bit in their mouth all the time? I mean, like, sometimes I feel so bad for the horses when they put the bits in there. It's like, ouch. I mean, that's cold in the winter, and then it probably feels a little warm in the summer, but it's just, it's a very good reminder to sit down and realize why we do what we do. Is the bitterness that you have towards somebody, is that making you react to them or to other people, or is that leading you around making decisions of, like, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, how can I pay them back? Or you could have different idols, like money be your bridle, or comparison is so big. I feel like that is very big among the people in the world. It's just we all want to be, we all have this thing inside of us that we want to be somebody. But I think, again, fear of what people are going to think holds us back. And then also, when runners take on a new challenge, or say they want to go from a 5K to a 10K or a half marathon to a marathon, they have to have a training plan. They have to have some kind of guidance. And they know that that training plan is going to get them to where they want to go. But the thing is a lot of times we have that training plan in life and we don't act on it. I mean, imagine this super excited new runner. They're like, I'm gonna go from just walking a few minutes every day, I'm gonna run a marathon. And you know, they get the, I think it's like a 16-week training plan sometimes that you can get. I wouldn't suggest the shorter ones for people who haven't run very much, but they get these training plans. They're so excited. You know, they come up with these dreams and they imagine it in their head. But what would you say to them if they came up to you one day and said, I'm going to run a marathon one day, and they show you the training plan and they ask, or you ask them, oh, what week are you on? And they're like, oh, well, I haven't started yet. I want to do this someday, but you know, I haven't started yet. I haven't. I've been really busy. And I feel like God has really been showing me we need to stop dreaming so much. I mean, God gave us, especially those who are naturally dreamers, dreams and aspirations and things that we really want to do in life. But if we don't step out in faith and start acting, we're not going to get anywhere. I know that has held me back for so long, mainly because I guess I was wearing the bridle of I don't know what to do. I mean, I didn't. I was really into horses, and then I helped my family with their gardening business, and then God pulled my parents into the desire of wanting to start a ministry, so then they quit the garden, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm gonna do with my life. So it's been a really interesting journey. Being able to go before God and say, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think when I finally figured it out, God was, you know, saying, wait, you still have some things to learn. I still want you to work on this stuff. But then when he said, okay, it's time to start, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this will be exciting and interesting and a little scary all at the same time. But it's been really fun being able to take the little steps of faith that he has given me the grace to do. And that is another thing. A lot of people wear these bridles. Like, I remember one bridle I used to wear when I was in my teens was I didn't want to follow God because I knew there was a verse in the Bible that said, for those who have, more will be given. And I'm like, I want the little bit. I don't want the more. Like, I want to live for God, but I don't really want to, like, serve him. I don't want to, like, give my life to him. And so I feel like that was a big bridle that I had. And that was tied to, I mean, you can wear so many different bridles at the same time, too. I'm not saying you can have one at any certain time. And imagine even then trying to wear a bunch of bridles at one time. That certainly is not going to be comfortable. But so, yeah, just kind of go before God. I would challenge you to maybe ask him what bridles you have been wearing or what bridles you've worn in the past that maybe he relieved you from, to maybe encourage you in getting out of the ones you were in previously. I know it sometimes takes living something out or tasting something to realize how much you actually want it. And so, yeah, I would just encourage you to ask God if you're wearing a bridle. And the first one that he tells you, just give it to him. Give him the bridle and say, I don't want this anymore. And just then live in the freedom and act on not wearing that bridle anymore. So, like, don't dwell on, oh, so say you're wearing a bridle of bitterness and you ask God to forgive you, and then you forgive the person, which sometimes can take a while, but that would be not putting the bridle back on, which would be even harder. I mean, taking your bridle and putting it back on a wild horse, that's not fun either. So yeah, if you guys do end up realizing you have bridles, or you have a story of a bridle that you've had in the past and you want to share it, please do. I mean, I have two blog posts, actually, last week's and this week's, on wearing bridles. And so yeah, if you want to hop over on the bestillandrun.com and then leave a comment under those blog posts, just like sharing a testimony or sharing maybe what God showed you or taught you, then I would love to hear it, and I'd love to correspond with you. But for now, until next time, happy running, and thank you so much for listening.